Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower across the board on this U.S. election day. We were lower in the corn, about 8 to 9 cents lower there. Soybeans, November down 18, but January down 19 and 3 quarters. We're working our way back toward that $10 level. Kansas City futures down 6 and 3 quarters in July at 592 and a half. Chicago wheat down 6 to 7. Now, hedge funds were big sellers across the board today in all the three big grain contracts. Some of that due to the fact that crude oil went to almost $75 early in the trading session. And then on the heels of yesterday's crop progress report showing 65% of the corn crop harvested, we're almost caught back up. We're at 73% on average. Bean harvest, 83%, right in line with harvest. So we were behind, but now we have caught up. And then down in Brazil, they're 54% planted on their corn, 23% behind last year, but they're making very good progress. Now, the 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 day forecasts both look the same. They call for normal rainfall and below normal temperatures for the most part in the Midwest. But with harvest more than halfway done, that shouldn't be a factor going forward as winter arrives.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The past 2 days, yesterday with FC Stone and then this morning with Informa Economics, we have some new updates for their corn and bean yields. Yesterday, FC Stone actually lowered their corn production and bean production from last month. They say we're going to produce 14.783 billion bushels of corn, down from last month, and their yield is 178 bushels an acre. But we're still above where the USDA estimated at 14.475. Now, Informa this morning lowered their corn production down to 14.493, or 174.4 bushels per acre. That's just a touch above where the USDA was last month. Now, beans, FC Stone yesterday said just over 4 billion bushels at 4.03, with a yield of 48.4. They're last month they are 4.066, so they lowered it from last month, but they're also above the October USDA report number of 3.927. And then Informa Economics this morning said 47.9 bushels an acre, a half bushel less than FC Stone, and just under 4 billion bushels produced at 3.999, and also bigger than the USDA October report.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle 40 lower at 166.65, February up 12 at 167.40, November feeder cattle up 155 at 237.12, January up 180 at 231.60, December lean hogs 87 lower at 87.97, February down 120 at 87.80. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat down 7 1/4 at 590 1/4. March down 8 at 594. December Chicago wheat down 7 3/4 at 530 1/2. December corn 9 lower at 364 1/2. March down 8 3/4 at 377 1/4. January soybeans down 20 cents at 1009 3/4. March down 19 1/4 at 1014 1/2. December cotton down 145 at 62.80. March down 130 at 61.97. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.